Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2867. There are no rules for minimalism. That's all bullshit. By Renee Benes of thefunsizedlife.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. And we can get right to our Minimalist Monday post and start optimizing your life. There are no rules for minimalism. That's all bullshit. By Renee Benes of thefunsizedlife.com. I may be in a bit of a tizzy this morning after stumbling upon some minimalist posts that share extremely one-sided opinions of minimalism. People who say it's too restricting, that it's not possible for everyone, or that it takes 1 to 2 years to make the change to minimalism. People, can we all agree to stop putting restricting guidelines on everything? No, you don't have to live out of a suitcase to be considered a minimalist. Yes, you can most definitely live out of a suitcase to be considered a minimalist. Nope, it doesn't have to take 2 years to simplify your life. You can simplify your life immensely in the span of 5 minutes. So if I haven't been clear in the past, let's break down why there really are no rules for minimalism or life at all for that matter. And it's time someone said something. What is minimalism at its core? At the core of minimalism is the idea that you choose what you value and you live with only that. It's true that a good majority of minimalists start by really putting a stop on buying, or they go through a massive purge. This usually comes after a big life awakening where people realize they were too caught up in material things. This means some people, like the minimalists, started minimalism by living out of a backpack. Naturally, many people were inspired by their stories of simplicity and may have easily believed that in order to be considered a minimalist, they too had to eliminate 98% of their things. I'm not going to lie, I was one of those people. And just because these are the types of minimalist stories we have all heard, doesn't mean this is the only way to do minimalism. At the end of the day, it's about deciding what stuff adds to your life in a way that feels freeing, authentic, and important to you. That's it. Maybe that means you live in a mansion with a swimming pool and 800 cat statues, or maybe that means you live in a yurt in the middle of the forest and only own a bed. As long as you're not doing either of these things to appease a certain group of people, then you're on the right track. You make up the rules. If there are no rules, then that means you get to make up the rules. You get to decide what you value and what you don't. How wonderful is that? The reason this idea can be so freeing is because a lot of times we accumulate things because internally we believe they are what we need to have. We buy houses because we believe responsible adults own homes. We buy the latest fashion because internally we think we'll fit in better with other people if we are in style. We buy the newest or best looking cars because otherwise people might think we're poor or lazy or less than. There is no doubt that a lot of times we purchase things because we're living by some silly made up rule that tells us we will be more valuable if we own these things. Becoming aware of the false rules we currently live by is what makes practicing minimalism so freeing. Unless you just jump into a life led by minimalist rules, of course. What is actually enhancing your life? Take a moment, look around your home. What objects are actively enhancing your life on a daily basis? Does that side lamp from your grandma always make you think of her? The mirror on the wall is the one you always give yourself a quick glance at before heading out for the day. Those random sayings on the wall don't really do anything for you. You kind of just bought them to fill up space on the wall. Are they taking away from your life? Nah, not really. They just kind of hang out there. Reviewing your space can simply help you become more aware of the items you currently own that are truly adding value or not. Is this taking away from my livelihood? So those pictures on the wall aren't exactly enhancing your life, and they aren't really taking away from your life. They're neutral. However, take a minute to ask yourself, what is most definitely sucking the happy energy from your life? Those pants you used to fit into 20 years ago, do you cringe and feel guilt every time you look at them? Out they go. Are you so sick of picking up all the knickknacks on top of your shelves so that you can dust under them? Which ones piss you off the most? Donate them. Kids' clutter taking over the living room drive you insane? For every frustration in your life, there is either a simple solution, elimination, or a mindset shift that can take place about that frustration. At the end of the day, minimalism is for anyone. If there are no rules or no guidelines for minimalism beyond you choosing to live only with the things you value, then the good news is anyone can do it. Yes, I suppose minimalism means living with less, but what is less? What is that magic number of objects you are allowed to have to officially label yourself as a minimalist? Well, there isn't one. If you're intentionally living with only things you value the most, then you're part of the club. Welcome. If you want to buy whatever the hell you want, whenever you want, and don't care how much clutter fills your home, then you're probably not a minimalist. Enjoy. You're not doing anything better or worse than the rest of us. Remember, we get to choose what our lives look like. We're given that freedom to decide. Don't be bullied or guilted into feeling you aren't good enough for one group or that you need to be part of a group at all. It's all nonsense. We're all making this up as we go. Some of us just want to do it with fewer items. You just listened to the post titled, "There Are No Rules for Minimalism, That's All Bullshit," by Renee Bennis of thefunsizedlife.com. Thank you to Renee for this one. It's true, there's a very wide range of people that identify themselves as minimalists. I've always called myself a minimalist in training, but I don't really care for labels. And I think that's part of the purpose of this post. That's a tongue twister, a lot of P's. Anyway, even more than the minimalist as an example, Colin Wright would have everything he owned in a backpack, and you travel from one country to the next, determined by his readers. On the other side, you have families like Courtney Carver's or Joshua Becker's, where there's definitely more than a backpack's worth of stuff in their house, yet they identify as minimalists. You know, if we stop caring so much about labels and what other people think, and then also not judge what everyone else is doing all the time and focus on improving our own lives instead, we'd all be in a better place. It's pretty simple stuff. But an important reminder, I think, especially with so many people's lives on display on social media for people to judge. So thank you to Renee for the reminder. Thank you for being here and being part of this journey. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow reading to you, as usual, of course, where your optimal life awaits.